Now to a very different topic, we want to talk about the Final Four. Connecticut, Baylor, Stanford, and Oklahoma University. That's right, we're going to talk about the women. They'll square off this weekend in San Antonio. Now, if you're getting a little deja vu from the names of those teams, it's no surprise. Three of them made an appearance in last year's Final Four, with Baylor University being the only newcomer. And one key reason for that might be freshman standout Brittany Griner. She's 6'8". She wears a men's size 17 shoe. She's already set an NCAA tournament record with blocked shots. And to top it off, she scored the game winner on Monday night, pushing Baylor past Duke and securing a spot in the finals. Here it is.
Griner had a big game, and with 45 seconds left, she gets the ball down low, hits the turnaround jumper. Baylor knocks off Duke 51-48. Griner with 15 points, 11 rebounds, 9 block shots. Brittany Griner of Baylor, tonight's top performer.
But will she and her teammates be good enough to power Baylor past the awesome University of Connecticut? Here to give us some answers, Dave Zirin. He writes about sports for The Nation and edgeofsports.com, and he's a frequent guest on this program. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
It's so great to be here. And I have enjoyed the women's tournament so much this year. It's been so exciting. I've been reminded by some very famous words by John Wooden, who's the legendary coach of UCLA, who said a couple of years back that he finds women's college basketball actually more aesthetically pleasing than men's college basketball.
How come?
And I'm seeing it. Well, because anyone who's watched the tournament knows, the men's tournament, knows what the games have been like. A barrage of three-pointers, a lot of one-on-one action. Certainly it's very exciting, but it doesn't bear a resemblance to basketball for those of us who love basketball in all of its nuances. I love basketball because I think it's like a chess match with all the pieces moving around at the same time. And the women's game revolves a lot more around what's sometimes called in the men's game the Princeton offense. Cuts, people going towards the hoop, the lost art of the mid-range jump shot, the bounce pass. And it's just been an absolute thrill ride. And anybody out there who's a basketball fan who thinks that just applies to men needs to tune in and see Baylor try to topple mighty UConn.
And so what makes Brittany Griner such an incredible player beyond her just the physical aspect of
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, she's 6'8". She, as you said, she wears a size 17 men's shoe. And there have been women players who've been 6'8" in the past. Although I would argue you could time them with a sundial as they would go up and down the court. What makes Brittany Griner different is that she is an astounding athlete. And I would say she's an astounding athlete whether you're a man or a woman player, because I've never seen somebody who plays in the paint like she does who can also literally gallop out to the three-point line in half a second and block shots of people shooting three-point baskets. I mean, she is a force unlike any I've ever seen. And her freshman year was terrific, make no mistake about it. It did include a terribly notorious moment where
I didn't want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
She has come
oh,
to
my.
Our attention before and not for this for the quality of her play. Tell
right.
us a little bit about that, where she decked somebody.
Yeah, I mean, her freshman year was in a lot of ways brilliant. And maybe we should revise the word freshman, say first year. First year player. Because she had a brilliant year. It compares favorably to legends Lisa Leslie and Ann Donovan when they were first year college basketball players. But then in a game against Texas Tech, in a game that her team was winning by 16 points, she just wheeled back and decked an opposing player named Jordan Hardcastle. And
had hard fouled her.
Yes, there were
hard fouled her. So it wasn't like she just out of the blue picked her head up and said, I'm going to hit this girl. That didn't happen.
Right.
But
it is interesting, though. I mean, it is a fact that when you do have events like this in women's sports, it tends to create a bigger outcry than when it happens in men's sports. And all kinds of questions go up of what's happening to the women's game. But you know what? Women's sports, as long as women have played sports, has been intense. I mean, that's part of the nature of sports, is about competition. And sometimes people lose their heads, especially when they're 18 years old.
Well, in fairness, though, a lot of people don't appreciate some of the fisticuffs in, you know, men's sports.
True.
That particularly aren't supposed to be contact sports. So that is for parents who are trying to teach their kids how to behave, there is that aspect of it. So
absolutely.
So we have a minute left. Do you dare to make any final predictions for the tournament? And does even a player like Brittany Griner have what it takes to put a beat down on the University of Connecticut?
Look, let's be honest
the
here
awesome
in this last
University
minute. University of Connecticut, they're on a 76-game winning streak. They've won every game by at least 10 points. Their tournament victories are on average 47 points a game. And you know what? They're going against Baylor, and the best player on the court is going to be Brittany Griner. I think she has a puncher's chance. Oh, that's a terrible
that
thing
is
to
terrible.
Say in the context. That just slipped out, or maybe it didn't. But let me just say that I think Baylor has the opportunity to upset the University of Connecticut.
The opportunity.
Yes.
You know, you're being uncharacteristically conservative, if I may say.
I know.
You're just not ready to go for it.
UConn is so good. I just cannot bring myself to be like, yes.
All right. Well, we'll see. Dave Zirin writes about sports for the nation at edgeofsports.com. He's a frequent guest on this program, and he joined us here in Washington. Dave, thank you.
My privilege. Thank you.